In the artist spotlight is American Idol finalist Mandisa. Originally from Sacramento, California, she now has a worldwide audience that has touched lives in so many ways with her music, inspired by her honesty and real view on life. One thing is for certain, Mandisa never forgets her identity through Christ. She shares with us some good news about what happened in her family that inspired her latest song.
Good news was actually inspired by a couple of events that happened. The first is, I have been praying for my brother's salvation for decades. I even recorded a song on my Overcomer album called Dear John that was all about my desire for my brother John to give his life to Jesus. Well, on July 13th, 2016, my brother called me up and essentially said, "What must I do to be saved?" It was the biggest honor of my life. I can hardly get through that prayer time because I wanted to jump up and down and shout it from the rooftops. So after we said amen and I talked to my brother a little bit longer, I took out my camera and I posted the loudest, most joyful, screaming moment where I told everybody the good news. It was amazing reading the comments from people who told me how inspired they were to keep praying for their loved one. It also was beautiful to see the body of Christ coming together and rejoicing with me. That's the power of good news, and that's actually what happened a little bit later as I was listening to one of my local Christian radio stations. They asked people to call in and share their good news, and my faith was built up as I heard people calling in and telling about the great things that God had done in their life. That's what we're called to do as brothers and sisters in Christ. We rejoice with those who rejoice. We mourn with those who mourn. We pray with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we help our stories will encourage them in theirs. Share your good news, knowing, one, that is glorifying God, but it's also edifying your brothers and sisters in Christ.